Hello, how are you? Come on with me. The doctor will see you now. Have a seat right here. He'll be in with you in just a moment.
Hey, how's it going? Good to see you. It's been a while since you've been here, right? Yeah. So what's going on? You having some issues with your eyesight? Okay. Yeah, let's go ahead and see what we can do. I want you to go ahead and cover your right eye, and with your left eye, look up there on the wall, and let me know if you can read the letters or how far you can get. Okay, go ahead and read the second row. Oh, wow, okay, so you can't even read the second row. Okay, yeah, no problem. Okay, let's do that now with your right eye. Go ahead and do the same thing. Right, okay, so it's the same problem. All right, we're going to do a couple more tests here to see where your vision is at. But before we do, I just wanted to tell you, we're glad you clicked on the link to listen to the show. We have been sharpening a few details to try and make a better show. I hope you can at least see that, right? Okay. I want you to go and find us on social media. We're posting some crystal clear content that is for sure to pique your interest. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Just search for The Salty Show and give us a follow, hit that like button, and share some of the content. All right, stick around, enjoy the show. But before we do, let's go ahead and get you situated here with your vision. All right, so let me adjust this thing here. Give me 1 second. All right, okay, here we go. All right, now let's go ahead and read the letters up on the wall again. Okay, you much better, right? Okay, so let me change this a little bit here. Does this look better or worse? Better or worse? Okay.
What is up, everybody? It's another week. Oh my God, it's going to be a full one. This is your host, Saul. We're missing somebody.
But are we really missing him?
Who else we got with us?
Hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. It's Jeremy, and welcome to our world. What do you got for us today, Dr. Saul?
Oh, man. Like I said, homie, it's a lot of shit going on this week. Before we get started, I just want to say that I'm unable to remember if AOC touched my pee-pee inappropriately 5 years ago. Somewhere in New York, maybe not, I don't know. Therefore, since I can't deny it ever happened, I'm going to have to call for a full investigation and impeachment proceedings to begin. Hashtag believe everyone.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll put you on the list.
Facebook has declared themselves the arbiters of fairness.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they are now in the business of monitoring elections. Yeah, if this is not a reason to declare them a monopoly and file antitrust lawsuits against them, I don't know what is.
Well, it's definitely a reason to close your account.
Exactly. All right, next. The downtown area of the city of Minneapolis is slowly becoming a dangerous place for white people to walk at night. We'll talk about a string of robberies that has left victims unconscious and stripped of their belongings. All right, finally, impeachment hearings against Trump have started in Congress this week. And oh boy, did it quickly become a shit show.
Well, wasn't it from the beginning?
Oh my God, some funny moments as well. I'm going to show you guys some videos.
All right, more videos.
Yay. All right, we'll talk about all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show. But before all that, Heidi, what is going on?
We got some headliners.
Crazy news, yeah,
a little bit of headliners.
What's up?
Let's start out talking about John Dillinger.
The original John Dillinger?
So who is that?
One. So the original Don Dillinger's family is submitting a new application to have his body exhumed.
Do they not like him?
No, so they want proof that he's actually in the hole that they put him in.
John Dillinger had folks who were members of the church, but his spirit was wild and young.
So, for those of you that don't know, he was a 1930s bank robber. You should know. He's like one of those popular ones out there.
Oh, wow. So he robbed banks, and his family's trying to exhume
his body. Yeah,
his body.
So
and
the last petition was supposed to be ruled on, I guess, or however they, you know, the deadline was September 16th, which, you know, a couple days ago.
So why the delay? Why do they want to exhume the body?
Yeah.
First of all,
So by exhuming his body, the outlaw's family apparently seeks to answer a question long debated by historians and enthusiasts. Is it actually Dillinger's body that's buried in the plot?
So that's killed somebody else and put him in there? Or?
They do. They actually believe that a different body. Dillinger Doppelganger.
So he faked his death or something?
That the FBI just didn't kill the right person and buried him, saying.
Well,
it was
but where is he at then?
Because that's what it's saying. Like,
yeah,
that's
how do you disappear?
The FBI is saying, no, we killed him. We killed the right guy, and they're saying, no, it was a lookalike.
So Dillinger was the guy that they made Johnny Depp played him in Public Enemy, right? And if I remember the movie correctly, he left the movie theater with his girlfriend or his wife or something, and they shot him outside the movie theater.
Some have theorized that it is not Dillinger who was killed outside the Biograph Theater in Chicago in 1934, but rather a double.
A double?
A double.
Like somebody he paid to be him?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Hmm. But this is something that they say about every famous person that
dies. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Tupac, Biggie, everybody. I'm just saying, that's what they say about everybody, every famous person that dies. No, they didn't kill the right one. It's a fake
Elvis.
Death.
Elvis didn't die.
Really? Yeah. Elvis? Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that Elvis is...
You didn't know Elvis was dead?
What I'm saying is I didn't know that there was a theory that he was still alive out there.
He's
like an alien.
Oh, yeah.
He's...
It's like huge.
Oh, God.
It's huge.
He was abducted.
Really. Yes. They have like all kinds.
That was one of the...
Oh, my God. It's a big deal.
That was one of the joke lines in Men in Black, right? Elvis didn't die. He just went home.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
You don't remember that?
Tommy Lee Jones sells that to French Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, they're saying 15 FBI agents and members
Will Smith
of the East Chicago. Yeah.
No, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
This guy.
I didn't write the first time. I told you about that, right? Every time I see him in a movie, all I can see is...
I read
this. It's like Jeff Goldblum. There's certain characters that play the same person
type.
In every movie. Right?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know if we talked about this or not, but one of the first movies that he did, I was watching it the other
who
a while ago. Goldblum, Jeff Goldblum.
Go.
One of the first movies he did was Death Wish. He played some gangster who raped. I think he raped his daughter. Or
what?
Killed
what?
His wife.
I never saw that one.
Saw Death Wish?
Was it still the same character?
No way.
You know his personality.
No, you haven't seen Death Wish.
No.
It's like a 1970s movie.
Dude, the first movie that I saw of his was The Fly. Right? And
yeah,
I thought
this
was
after
a great
that,
movie.
Or before the...
And then he played the same character in Jurassic Park. It was the same guy.
Yeah. He plays that.
It's like, what's his name? Christopher Walken, right? He is the same character. Doesn't change.
1974, Death Wish.
Yeah, I gotta watch that one. No, I haven't seen it. All right, sorry, Heidi. We derailed your.
Oh no! Okay.
So what else were you gonna say about that one?
I don't know because we had derailed and my brain went with the derailment of thinking of
what else is going on.
So let's go ahead and see what else we got going on. Here we go. Billionaire scion accused of rampant gambling, drug use with prostitutes, harassed therapist hired to help him.
Wow.
What's this?
It's a lot. I don't know. There was a lot of words there. And
what is a scion?
Is he the owner of Scion? It sounds like that's
what
I would.
It's a car, right?
Yeah. I wasn't sure.
It's a billionaire, so I'm assuming it's the owner. But isn't Scion part of Toyota? Or?
Yeah, it's owned by Toyota. Yeah,
I don't think they're referring to the car necessarily.
Well, it's weird. I've never heard somebody called Scion.
It says the unidentified son of a wealthy and influential family had access to an extravagant lifestyle, including unlimited cash and a private jet. While he embarked on a campaign of intimidation targeting the therapist hired by his wealthy father to treat his addictions and personality disorders.
Jesus. What kind of addictions?
Drugs, prostitution,
gambling. You know, the top three.
Yeah. He stole millions. This always blows me away. He was a 34-year-old man. Like, what the hell is... So the Dillinger thing and now this, I'm like, I keep looking at all these. I'm going, we just keep exploiting the crooked and the...
Well, and this is where wealth doesn't buy happiness. It doesn't buy sanity. Yeah. It doesn't buy anything.
It doesn't buy
it
good character.
It only augments your flaws to a certain extent, right?
Yeah, I think so. It's crazy to me because as I...
That's why I fear if I run into like $1 million.
Yeah.
I'll just be laying around the house.
Oh, look what I found.
So Fox...
You don't say, though.
Fox News reported this, and they keep calling the family of this supposed billionaire... the Doe family.
Why Doe?
I have no idea. They're doing everything they can protect.
Like D-O-E or D-O-J-U?
Like as in John Doe. Like as in John Doe. Where they won't they won't reveal the family and this kid. They don't in the article at all.
It's probably one of the Waltons.
They just keep talking about it.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. It says Doe is suffering from narcissistic personality disorder, which included borderline personality disorder and antisocial traits, according to court papers.
It's got to be somebody famous.
It's got to be.
It's got to be somebody
famous. His condition manifested itself in several ways, including an addiction to Xanax, frequent cocaine use, thefts of money from his parents, multi-million-dollar gambling losses, and violent, abusive, and threatening behavior.
Hmm.
But they're talking about the doctor. They got the doctor's name out here, but they won't reveal
why would
the family.
They protect that?
I don't know. I just found it interesting.
Is he a minor?
No, he's 34. No, 35.
Oh.
He's 34 years old.
You're right. You said that at the
end. Yeah.
I have no idea. It's got to be somebody famous.
Probably somebody that owns the newspaper that wrote the article.
He's like, do not report it. It's Disney.
Yeah.
It's Disney.
Yeah.
Walt Disney. Walt Disney's back. He's 34.
This is somebody's descendant.
They just keep calling. They even refer to him as John Doe. Isn't that strange?
Yeah, it's weird.
I thought it was weird too. I'm like, especially for Fox News. Like this is it.
So it's got to be somebody tied with Fox News. Yeah, they know somebody. Somebody did something. Yeah. Basically, that's what that article says. Somebody did something.
Yeah. But we're not going to say.
They're just making fun of it. No.
All right. What else you got?
All right. Here we go. So this one I found interesting for a couple reasons. One, because we took that class last week for the concealed weapons, right? Mm-hmm. And so it says Georgia homeowner fatally shot three teenagers who were...
So they
were robbing him and two others on Monday
night. It was nighttime. He's asleep or just afternoon?
I'm going to read through the whole thing. Okay. So teenagers 15, 16, and 16 approached the residence in Conyers, a city roughly 25 miles southeast of Atlanta, with their faces covered in masks, according to the sheriff's department. And the trio attempted to rob three individuals in the front yard.
They were in the front yard?
Yeah. They walked up. Teenagers brandished a gun and fired shots. I'm sorry.
15, 16, and 16.
Yeah.
And the homeowner's
defending their property.
And kills them all.
Because the teenagers are carrying guns.
And this is what I'm saying.
Yep.
Hey, another one bites the dust, hubby.
Yeah.
another three bites the dust.
You know what? Yeah. We just saved our taxpayers.
This no, so, you know, taxpayers. When I saw this, because they show the family's reaction. They're like, we're just trying to find out what happened.
What happened? We're just trying to get a shitty job raising your kids.
We're trying to get answers. It's like you have your answers. They try to rob a man
and fired upon three people. The teenagers, there were three people they approached. They opened fire on three adults.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Done.
So what?
I don't care. Because you know what? You can be 15, 16.
Don't give a shit.
But that gun makes you fucking 30.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit, man. Well, you're dead. You're shooting?
Yes.
Dead.
Age has nothing to do with it.
And they could have gotten away with that. And can you imagine what else they would have done? So I'm sorry. I'm sorry, parents. Yeah. I'm sorry. But here's the deal. If you didn't raise them right, and you know what I mean? Yeah. Like that, to me, that's an end to something that could have been far worse, because they could have killed that man. They could have killed many innocent people.
Yeah, they could have killed the three people they were trying to rob and the eight people standing behind them.
Sorry, parents. I'm sorry. My heart breaks for them.
Mine doesn't.
But for the parents, you know, because you don't choose that. You know what I mean? Like, but what I'm saying
you should try a little harder.
No,
you can do everything right to raise your kids and you can still have a bad kid.
But
I mean,
to me, that child made that choice.
You can.
And I promise you, 15, 16, you know what you're doing.
Right.
You know
right
damn
from wrong.
Well what you're doing. I'm sorry. This is where I don't agree. You know what I mean? Like with people like that try to baby 15 and 16 year olds,
You know goddamn well what you're doing at 15 and 16. So stop.
For all of you people that are standing out there criticizing this, you're going to stand there and you're going to get shot by somebody because you're going to ask about how old they are and make a decision on that?
Yeah, stop.
Hell no. You're going to freaking... Yeah. Well, no. People are dumb enough today. They will stand there and get shot. Yeah.
You know, here's the interesting thing that I find about this article. And one thing that I become really suspicious about when news reports come out is when they don't mention the race.
Oh, yeah.
I know exactly what race it is. When they don't, if they don't say, you know, three white kids, you see what I'm saying? If they don't say three black kids, you know what I'm saying? If they don't mention the race.
Yeah, three Asian Jews walked up.
Exactly. It tells me, you know what I mean? Like they're hiding something. Okay, and I'm going to show you when we're going to go further and going on in Minneapolis. I'm going to talk about this later on, but I'm going to show you a news report, dude, that when you watch it, you think, oh my God, this is could have been it. And you realize, oh, they're targeting certain race. And so I'm going to get into that. But again, when I read news articles now, I don't trust them. Fox News is going the same way, right? Because this is from Fox News. Yep. When I read things and I don't hear nobody say a white man shot three, you know what I mean? Like, okay. Okay, yeah. This is, yeah. I know exactly what you're doing.
You know, leaving particular details out mm-hmm. is just
exactly.
another sign.
Yep. Yep.
All right, what else is going
on? All right, here we go. Ready? FBI looking for mummy marauder in Friday the 13th bank robbery.
Mummy
this is the one, yeah, this one, the whole mask thing.
Right.
So he was wrapped, his face was wrapped in gauze.
Like a mummy. Okay, mummy.
Just like a mummy.
I'm gonna show this to you, Jeremy, just so you can see
what this guy looked like.
Was wearing.
And it says the FBI is looking for the suspected Houston area bank robber dubbed the Mummy Marauder. Marauder.
Why is he dressed like this, guys?
It's a little early for Halloween, FBI says. This guy did go into a regular business. He terrorized the tellers, and these were people going about their everyday business.
Why is he dressed like this,
guys? Come on.
He just didn't have a Halloween mask. Apparently, the spirit store wasn't open yet.
All I gotta say is he got away with this. So what's up with that?
The Mummy Marauder.
One of those Ace bandages where they like wrap your knee with
it. It's tape. It's gonna hurt like a bitch coming off.
especially if he's got a big beard.
Yeah, that would be painful.
All right.
I'm missing Timmy today because I'm going to talk about his favorite state.
Oh, what's going on?
Wait, which favorite state?
Yeah, you know,
the north or the south?
You know which one he
A
likes.
Florida couple was arrested on DUI charges. Then they had sex in the back of a police car.
Wait, so first they were arrested for DUI.
For DUI.
And then they were taken. What happened? How did they know that they were having
handcuffed.
Sex?
So they got a little brandy.
Yeah, so the Florida couple is facing multiple charges after they started having sex in the back of the police car.
Hey, you know what I mean? We're in the back of this police car. You look amazing in that sun, in that moonlight.
Those blue and red lights just make me so ready.
I'm so ready. I am so ready. Let's get it up.
Oh, you guys. Oh, you should see the picture of these two. Let me tell you, this is special.
Oh, my God. They're special.
It's special.
That's great.
Here's our two.
Oh my God.
Bicycle riding DUIs. Bicycle riding.
They were riding bicycles.
They were riding bicycles.
Is it just me or does she look like she's probably at least 20 years older than he is?
Right? Well,
35 and
31.
35
and 31.
Oh, dear Lord. But doesn't she look like she's. He looks like he's 22 and she looks like she's 43.
I don't know, you guys. I just thought it was funny. I'm like, really? They were riding bicycles, for God's sakes. And they apparently cut into the middle of the road and were nearly hit by a car, which led the deputies to
conduct
the
stop. Okay, so they were driving bicycles.
Okay, let me make 100% sure I'm not misunderstanding this because it says bikes.
Is it, maybe it was motorcycles?
Motorcycles? I don't know.
So
I'm gonna go with motorcycles because I don't think.
Well, no, I've heard
it's
of
very
people,
confusing the way it's written as to whether it's motorcycles or bicycles.
I've heard of people getting DUIs on bicycles.
Yes, I have too.
That doesn't happen here, though. You know that?
No,
right?
No, there's it did. The person that I knew, I used to work with him years ago. He got a DUI for riding a bicycle down through his neighborhood. The cop just so happened to be driving through for some reason.
No.
Yeah.
Dude, there was a whole group of people about 2 years ago. Me and Tim, we saw them out here.
Oh, yeah.
And you were with us.
I don't...
Or weren't you? No.
We talked about this, though.
So they would ride bikes.
Yeah.
From bar to bar. And they would tell us that riding your bike and being drunk is not illegal.
Mm, well, I would...
I'm serious. Okay. There's no law in Arizona, at least. Yeah. Anyways, but...
I don't know. Like you said, this...
That, in the back of a vehicle, is wrong.
Yeah. A cop and a police vehicle. I didn't think they put two perpetrators of whatever in the same.
What I'm saying, how far did they get? Did he finish on her?
They said they had sex.
Did he finish?
He finished in her, not on her.
Why not? I mean, no.
Okay, stop. Like that never happens.
Bloodshot. Oh, I'm like, all I see is bloodshot eyes. Never mind.
Oh yeah, she looks beat up, man.
I'm telling you, they look super bad. Right. Oh, God.
All right. We're done with that.
All right. Let's wrap this up with one of Jeremy's favorite shows.
Okay.
One of my favorite shows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So.
Hold on. Yay.
It's TV. How AT&T is reshaping HBO with the help of the Big Bang Theory.
Oh, you know, I did read that earlier.
Okay. So explain this one to me, because I read this and I didn't really go into it. So what's going on?
So it says the analysis is like Netflix, HBO could become home for a lot of good content and even more not as good content.
Wait, what did you say? Netflix, HBO?
Like Netflix. Oh, okay. So HBO is trying to get out there like the Netflix, streaming. We've kind of seen that, right? Yeah. Because I know we're watching Game of Thrones on...
It's on demand.
Streaming it on demand versus... So that's HBO very Go. Similar, right?
Yeah.
HBO Go, okay. So I think they're just trying to make it more...
Yeah, you know...
Let's see here. It says, it's safe to say the Big Bang Theory and mass market broadcast comedy... that TV critics tend to find barely watchable with a laugh track, which...
What?
I don't
I love that show. What do you mean barely
too?
Watchable?
You
know, that sounds biased.
And
report.
Intolerable
yeah,
without
news.
It.
Fake
so
fake news.
You know what? You're right, NBC. Oh.
Yeah, fake news. Stop.
So
come
we
on.
Went...
That's
we,
a great show.
It really is NBC. I agree. Like,
we own like the first 10 seasons on DVD or Blu-ray.
I thought we had all of it.
Well, we bought seasons 11 and 12 off of Amazon so we can stream it live from there. But... Literally, I went onto Amazon and bought the all 10 seasons on Blu-ray, mm-hmm. and it was like $35.
Oh, shit. That's
just
cheap.
Like, yeah, so there's no reason to buy HBO Go for anything like that. Mm-mm. And plus,
well,
that's
no, I'm not
just one
do,
show,
not,
exactly.
Yeah, and the last few seasons are not that good. Not to start reviewing the Big Bang Theory.
Well, but. You know, here's the thing. Like every other show, like the times have turned these shows into like, they're so unbearable now. Like, honestly... You know, I used to watch certain shows, and the last 4 years, 3 years, they've just every show has this.
It's like the writers
social justice warrior fucking slant to it, and it's like, stop with your fucking. They're just
stop with your ways, Hollywood.
Stop. You know what? And okay, so sorry to interrupt you, Heidi, but that's why Netflix did something that I'm shocked about, which is, again, the Dave Chappelle. If you guys haven't seen it, you guys got to watch it. Just watch it, man. I'm telling you, this is not this is Dave Chappelle freaking laying it out evenly, everybody. Now, but you do have to watch, what's his name? Bill Burr.
Yeah, I've seen some of his
stuff. No, he has a new Netflix special.
Oh, on Netflix? Okay.
And it's hilarious, dude. I'm telling you, dude. Oh, my God. He hits that social justice warrior fucking bullshit really hard. He performed at the in London in the Albert, what is it, the Albert Hall or some shit out there.
Is for the special?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and he it's hilarious, dude. You got to watch it. Yeah, he's got a couple.
You know, you made that comment about Chappelle, Chappelle the actor.
Yeah.
So recently, did you hear about what's going on with Kevin Hart?
Yeah,
somebody's suing him right now for $60 million
suing
over some sort of 2017 Las
Vegas.
Oh, some woman. Hold on. Let
some
me
woman is
it.
Suing Kevin Hart?
If I recall, hold on. God. Kevin Hart faces $60 million lawsuit over 2017 Las Vegas hotel room recording.
Recording?
Yeah, this,
like a video?
This just came out today.
Recording of what?
It just says Kevin Hart faces, okay, blah. Model and actress Monch, M-O-N-T-I-A,
Montague.
Accuse the comedian of negligence, infliction of emotional distress, and invasion of privacy.
Okay, fail. Die.
I know. I just saw this.
What
though.
Did he
still,
do?
Regardless.
All I've heard is emotional. What did he do? Did he break
I'm
her
just
leg?
Rolling. I'm trying to get to that point. I was just saw the quick.
Did he stab
he broke her
eye?
Leg emotionally, Nelson?
Did he stab her eye?
Oh, my God. So the lawsuit is new as of yesterday.
Okay.
Secretly recording her without her knowledge or consent
what
while
did
she
he
was
record?
Engaged in private, consensual, sexual relations with Kevin Hart.
Okay, so she was, what, giving a blowjob and he recorded her?
It just says, I just read it to you, what it says.
Consensual.
I don't know. It's been, the video's out
did
there.
The
posted
so
out
the
there.
Video is leaked?
According to this, that it was posted 2 years now in a row.
I haven't seen no video. I haven't heard of a video of Kevin Hart. This sounds like fake news to me.
I'm telling you, it's on
There's
USA
a video?
Today. It's
you
on
know
USA
about this?
Today.
I haven't seen it, but...
You've heard of a video with Kevin Hart?
Beginning of 2018, his wife about divorced him.
Hold on. We're going to look for this.
Yeah,
we're going to Google box some shit.
I feel like this is not
So she Kevin. Made headlines with Hart in September 2017 after the video.
What was her name? What's her name? Spell her name again.
Sex in Las Vegas. Her last name is S-A-B-B-A-G. Sabag? Montia?
All right, I'm looking. I don't believe this shit.
I was shocked. I'm like, not Kevin Hart. Come on, man.
Yeah, well, there's a difference between cheating, but where is this? Okay,
so this is announcing she wanted to join forces with me. Like, what the hell? Where'd it go? Piece of shit.
Dude, they're at a club. He's not having sex with her.
No, according to this, the video is, it says that they are having sex. Hold on, let me read it again.
Intimate relationship. I had nothing to do with these recordings.
After a video of the two having sex in Las Vegas hotel room was uploaded online.
So, I mean, could it have been a hotel employee that did it? I mean, did he have anything to do with it?
I don't know.
Yeah, you hear that.
I just found it interesting because I'm like,
to me,
of
it
all,
sounds like...
I mean.
Okay, so hold on.
Well, even Kevin Hart, he got into a bad car accident not too long ago, like last week.
It was a 2 minute, 84 second video. I don't see anything here.
Did you say 2 minutes and 84 seconds?
Yeah, 48 seconds. Sorry.
48 seconds?
He's trying to make sure he doesn't miss.
Dude, there's
the
nothing.
Boobies.
There's nothing. This is not.
This is no news.
Oh my God.
Like I said,
you can't even see her. Bro, like, she's not going to get no 60 million. This is all I see.
I saw 87 million.
Oh, I thought you were going to show something.
She's not going to get nothing.
Okay, anyways.
Guys, this is a nothing burger.
A non-starter?
Jesus.
Where did that term come from, a nothing burger? I've heard that a lot lately. Where did that come from?
This is an
Yeah, it says Hart is currently recovering from a major back injury after his vintage muscle car crashed in Malibu.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier.
Damn, he's having a hard time.
So his wife's standing beside him and saying, you know, he's going to be just fine. And
well, I'm sure she is. He's worth, I don't know how much.
Yeah.
Close
you don't
building.
You don't want to be spreading the news. Oh, he's never going to be anything
age?
Again.
Oh, yeah.
He's 40? I thought he was older than that.
He's
or younger than
a lot
that,
of maybe. Money. I think he's the highest paid comedian right now.
What did they say? Making,
he's the highest.
Making, was it?
Oh.
He's, I don't know.
Bailing hay when the sun shines or whatever.
July 6, 1979. So he just turned 40.
Yeah.
He's doing great. It's good for him, man. He's motivated.
He's gonna be all, even if she gets 60 million,
I like
he's gonna
him.
Be all right.
I think he's hilarious. Oh
yeah,
my
he's
God.
He's
right.
working
Funny.
His butt off and
the Austrian.
All right, Heidi. Wow, that was an interesting segment. Mm-hmm. I think we learned a lot. All right, so let's talk about what is going on in Minneapolis, and I brought this up earlier, and I want to expand on it. So Minneapolis has been. Experiencing a spike in robberies. I don't know if you guys have seen any of these videos.
I have not.
So I'm gonna show you the news report, and I'm gonna as you guys watch this news report, I'm gonna pause it because I want to make commentary. I want to make commentary on how this is being reported.
Minnie-Anne.
Which is unfortunate, and because, in my opinion, excluding facts from a report is, to a certain extent, fake news. Okay, so what is going on? So recently, the headline is 20 people have been arrested, 18 charged in the brutal assault or robbery of downtown Minneapolis of some guy.
This was one robbery with 20 yes. arrested? Holy yeah. cow.
Now I want you to watch this, okay? And in context to what we were talking about earlier and the one that you said about the three people
teenagers.
Who okay.
Yeah, three teenagers.
So just again, you don't read anything in the headlines about any race or anything. You see the images, okay? Now, imagine if this had been reversed. But I'm going to let you watch this biased reporting. But if you just watch the video explains itself.
Charged, all connected to brutal robberies in downtown Minneapolis.
The attacks were caught on surveillance video, and parts can be difficult to watch. Police say groups of people would target one person, assault them, and often take their cell phone and wallet. The 18 people charged range in age from 15 to 27 years old. Tonight, our Jeff Wagner talked with an organization taking a holistic approach to reducing crime and helping those in need.
Walking alone is all part of Snae Bakta's commute in downtown Minneapolis.
Before we continue this, okay, you guys saw the initial.
Yeah. Okay. 18 young black men okay. attacking
a white guy
on a bike.
Okay. Now, no mention of this in the whole fucking. For the audience who hears this, there's not going to be any mention of the races.
Right.
Imagine if this was reversed.
Oh
if
my
this
God.
Was 20
oh my
God. White people. Yeah. Doing this to one lone black kid,
yeah,
we would not hear the end of how the rise of white supremacy Trump supporters.
Right. Trump right. is how, exactly. fanning the
so,
flame of racism.
Again, let's keep watching here, which because it only made me more mad as I kept watching.
It does
this.
Make me feel singled out because all the time I am alone.
Okay.
Like when I come here
they're
in the
interviewing
morning, I am by myself.
They interview a kid who takes the same route where this guy got beat up. Okay. And they ask him, how do you feel about what's going on and people being assaulted? What do you see about this kid?
He looks Middle Eastern.
He's a Middle Eastern kid. Where is the white kid who these guys were targeting? Because if you look at the videos, they only targeted white people. And that's the reality, Heidi, Jeremy.
Okay.
They're not telling you the truth. And so they're interviewing some minority kid. And asking him, how do you feel about what's happening? And here's another thing. Some of these kids, yeah, Somali refugees. Here's another thing that the news is not telling you.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. These were people who've been imported from another country, and they're doing this shit. And why is the news media not telling you this?
Well, that would go against everything that the news media
would go,
is trying to
would,
promote
it would
in other
piss
arenas.
People off. It would say, why are we importing this shit. Right. Again, it's nothing. It has nothing to do with their race. It's an ideology, homie. But right. but I'm only pointing out the hypocrisy. When I mention the race, I'm only pointing out the
right.
hypocrisy
yeah.
because if the rules were reversed, we would not hear the end of it. Right. So I'm going to let this play out.
The train station, I'm alone.
His concerns grew upon seeing these disturbing robberies caught on tape near the places he walks. In this clip at 5th and Hennepin, a man is surrounded, then beaten, and left unconscious.
Again, look at this. This is a white kid.
Phone.
Look at a white guy
earlier,
surrounded by black.
Field,
there's another one.
Another group targets a man who is alone, attacking him, even riding a bike over him, all to steal his belongings.
Many of these juveniles that are affected by this are part of just coming out of incarceration, and they don't have any hope at home.
Okay, this is another shit that pisses me off about this report. Here is a guy trying to explain to us, I wonder what drove these kids to do this? Do you think if these was white kids doing this to a black kid, he would be asking them, we just need to understand what is driving kids to do this?
No.
Let's help these kids out. Let's try. No, they would say supremacists is on the rise. The KKK is here. Let's destroy them.
Right.
This is what they would be saying. But no, instead we have, let's try to understand. How do we help these kids find a solution? How does this happen?
It's such a mystery. We don't understand. No, we goddamn understand. This is an ideology, and it's single parent raising kids, homie. Okay, so I'm going to let this play out, Jeremy. I know you had something to say, but let me finish playing this.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
There's nothing there. And so they come downtown where there's a little bit of everything, and they're waiting on somebody to prey on.
VJ Smith leads Mad Dads, an outreach group that fills downtown every weekend. They'll do everything from break up fights to feed people.
Thank you, bro. You good, bro.
But most importantly, be the adult figure at-risk youth might be missing in their lives. Many of those arrested for the robberies are juveniles who Mad Dads have interacted with.
And these people in the community.
No mention about the race.
We have to have some consequences.
No mention.
But we also have to get to the heart of it. What's wrong? What's your problem? Education.
I don't give a fuck what's wrong. I don't care. These hoodlums need to be arrested.
Yes.
And they need to be brought to justice.
Well, they arrested.
Let's try to. No, but again, this is what the news media is showing you. The police is doing what they need to do. But the news media is we're trying to figure out what's wrong. I don't give a fuck. You're breaking the law. You're hurting a person. You're assaulting people.
Yes.
I don't care what struggle you're going through. You just don't do that shit. You don't think we've all gone through shit? We homie, again, it's the soft bigotry of lowered expectations. Oh, because you're brown, you're black. Oh, we lower your expectations. We don't have such high standards for you because you went through hardship. No,
oh,
bullshit.
God forbid.
Bullshit. We need to hold everybody to the same standard, or else we're gonna fucking continue seeing this bullshit. And honestly, I know I'm passionate about this, but this pisses me off when I see this because the injustice that's happening by the reporting, the inaccurate reporting. You're not telling the truth. You're not stating the facts. And what are the facts? The whole report, you don't hear anything about the victim's race. You don't hear anything about the perpetrator's race. Why? Well,
because they're the wrong races.
What the fuck is going on in Minnesota, dude?
Yeah. Well, it's the news, right?
They've not reported this bullshit.
It's not just Minnesota. It's the news in general, right? They have what they want to put out there. And when the story doesn't meet exactly what they want, they just... Yeah. They gloss over the top of it, right?
It doesn't meet the narrative, right? And because they know that if they reported the facts, the majority of these people who are doing this are Somali kids who we've imported, black kids, and they're assaulting white people. They're stealing white people's money. They're hitting them. They're doing this. That's the truth. Most people in Minnesota would be like, wait, we open our arms to these people. We said, well, I mean, they were forced to by the Obama administration because Obama said, hey, they're going to stay here. But here's America, and America opened its arms to it. And here they are.
Yeah, they're
doing
shitting
this
in the hands. Shitting in the hands of America.
And so, again, that's all I want to say about that. But I just wanted to point this out because if we change the roles, the news media would say this is the rise of the KKK.
Yeah, that's one of the bad things. Obviously, the crimes to begin with are bad, and men, they need to be punished.
Yeah,
but the fact that it doesn't jive with what the media is trying to put out there is just as disgusting.
Yep. All right, so I'm going to move on to the next topic that is blew up this week, and honestly, it's really not new. It's the same old song. And if you guys remember, around this time last year, Brett Kavanaugh was struggling to be confirmed as the Supreme Court justice that I think he replaced Kennedy. Was it Justice Kennedy? I think he replaced Justice Kennedy. Anyway, so a new book came out with new allegations against Kavanaugh. Okay. Oh, now, one thing that I want to mention is that here's a fact. So Bill Clinton paid Paula Jones $850,000 to settle a sexual assault case, okay? This is back during the Clinton ages. The man who represented him, Max Steyer, is the same Max Steyer who is now accusing Brett Kavanaugh of allegedly assaulting a woman.
Okay.
Nobody's asking the question, this is strange. That's a strange connection. that the guy who defended Bill Clinton against sexual assault is the same guy now who's bringing up charges against Brett Kavanaugh. Now, AOC, AOC, and her band of idiot socialists came out right away. Once this news broke out, because this, again, broke out this week, they came out tweeting, asking for the impeachment of Brett Kavanaugh.
Why?
Exactly.
They impeached Clinton. What did that change? Zero.
But there's nothing to impeach him by. Okay. And so,
but I guess my point is, even if they impeached him, impeachment doesn't necessarily mean he has to leave, right?
Right. No.
What is it going to change?
They're going to be like, they can't enforce it because they don't have a majority in the Senate.
How is it that they can continue to bring up something that he's already been deemed not guilty on? Like, there is such a thing as you cannot continue to prosecute or try to prosecute somebody. The same shit.
Isn't that double jeopardy?
Double jeopardy is when you do make the crime.
He was just at a congressional hearing. So, but here's the thing, okay? Brett Kavanaugh served under so many administrations. I think he served under the Bush administration. He was flying around with Bush Jr., like, for all the time. You know how many FBI investigations you have to be around the president?
The background checks.
The background check. You know how many of those you have to. So he went through that when he was when he served under Bush. He went through that when he became a district court judge. He's been through many FBI investigations. And here we are, a year after, nothing came out of the whole, what's her name? Who was that lady's
Ford?
Name?
It's Ford? Doctor? Doctor
yeah, something? Whatever her name was. And here's another case, again, after a year, that they're starting out. One thing you got to ask yourself is why? Now, it was the New York Times. The New York Times came out with this. And here's another interesting fact, that the woman who this happened to denies it. And says she doesn't remember it ever happening. No, I'm not kidding with you, Heidi.
So where did the story
hold on. Okay. So when the story broke out, because the girls who wrote this book, right, there's two women who wrote a book. The women who wrote this book have this in their book saying that the woman, according Max Steyer. According to Max Steyer, this happened to this woman. Now, the woman who it supposedly happened to says, I don't remember anything.
Who wrote that it happened if the person that...
Okay, so these were two New York Times reporters who wrote this book saying that this happened. But at the end of their book, they say, hey, this woman denies this. This woman that denied that it happened. Now, when the New York Times broke this story earlier this week, listen to this bullshit. When the New York Times broke this story, they left out the part from the book that says that the woman is denying this.
All right. Well, because that's
later
not
on,
be a story.
They had to correct this. They came out and corrected it and said, oh, yeah, by the way, after they had publicized it.
Let me guess. The original story was on the front page.
Yes.
And the retraction's on page 43.
Thank
underneath
you.
The Sprouts 50% off coupon.
All of these, excuse me for anybody who I'm going to offend here in a minute, but all these vaginas are giving the rest of us women and the rest of us vaginas really bad reputations and names, people. Pull your head out of your ass, please, for the majority of us that are somewhat crazy sane.
Right. So I was following this very closely as it was going on. Again, I'm jobless right now, so I got a lot of time to read. Now, I was following this very closely, and Twitter blew up, dude. Twitter went out of control. Like, Twitter, but you know what was interesting is that this was across party lines. Everybody came out against New York Times and said, why are you doing this?
Good.
Why are you publicizing this hit piece? So now the editor of the New York Times has gone silent. The authors of this book have gone silent. None of them, up to this point, has said anything. So they are in, you know.
Yeah, they're.
But
yeah.
Here's the reality of it, Jeremy. They were trying to sell this book. They wanted to create hysteria. They wanted to create commotion so that it would spread,
and they wanted to sell
their books.
Stupid magazines and their books.
But here's the reality of it is that I believe this is going to hurt Democrats, because if you remember back in last year, there was elections, the Republicans were able to retain the Senate majority, and they were also able to gain more seats. This is a direct result of that.
All right, the out of control fake
of the
fake
Brett news, of the whatever. Brett Kavanaugh, what they did to him. That's
the,
how they're
with a witch hunt. Would you call it a witch hunt?
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. Now, here's one thing that I wanted to say is that, again, this is going to hurt Democrats. And I don't know if you guys saw, but Trump had a recent rally in New Mexico. Did you guys see this?
He had one in California too, from what I was.
So Trump had a rally this week in New Mexico.
Okay.
And so he like every rally, man, like, there's overflow. There's okay, people outside. And what's interesting is that this is not just a Trump effect. Did I say Trump? Have I been saying Trump or Obama?
Trump. No, you're saying Trump. Yeah.
So this is not just a Trump thing. I this week I've been following a lot of people, and conservatives as a whole are riding a wave of populism.
Okay.
There is a hunger right now among youth. And so when I was telling you, I think I've told you guys this, but I feel like the youth of today is rebelling against the establishment. And what's the establishment? The establishment is going to be your social justice warrior teacher who's trying to
convince you this.
And kids are waking up. Now, I'm going to show you this video. You guys know who Dan Crenshaw is?
He's the guy with the eye patch, right?
He's an ex-military guy. He's turned, I don't know if he's a congressman or senator from Texas. And he has this, he had this event recently. And for students, okay? And I want to show you, because he posts this on Twitter. And this should be good news for anybody who's on this side of the aisle, not a communist, and not a freaking socialist. Socialism is cancer victim. It should give us hope, because this is pretty interesting. He's out in Houston, and he has a youth summit out there. And check out this line out there. I mean, the amount of young kids who are interested in conservative politics, and he's gonna
this is the line for the rally.
Oh yeah,
the Trump rally.
No, this is for Dan Crenshaw. That's what I'm saying. Great. That the Trump effect is having is impacting everybody else. He comes out like a rock star. that's close to 2,000 youth.
It's a good sign.
It is a great sign. When you have the Democratic candidates who can't fill a fucking high school gym,
high school auditorium,
this should be a little bit heartening to us who are this side.
Yeah,
because something's going on now.
We need to start seeing it in colleges and it's just. It's gotta keep going.
Something else that I want to mention, just to put a contrast to this, is that I see this news report that says that Elizabeth Warren is drawing large crowds, and Trump should be worried. This is a report. I'm gonna show it to you, this report, because the contrast. Okay, I'm gonna read a little bit of it, just to show you the desperation that there is on the other side to create a narrative that is just simply not there, homie. Now, let me read it for you. Okay, so it says, new focus on crowd size as Warren event rivals Trump. This is the headline, okay?
This is on, what is this, CT Post?
I have no idea, but again, this was in Twitter by liberal, being posted by liberals, okay? And it says, the battle began on the first full day of Donald Trump's presidency when the newly elected president instructed his minions to publicly exaggerate the size of inauguration crowds, right? So this article goes on to say, okay, that Warren, Elizabeth Warren, is drawing crowds of 20,000 people. Okay. Now, I thought this was a video that was going to show me that. Okay. I thought this video here is something else. I have no idea what
it's
the
a citizenship list in India what the video is.
It has nothing to do. Now, this is interesting. Well, just hear me out. Now, this article here is trying to tell me that Elizabeth Warren's crowds are rivaling or creating a challenge to Trump's crowds. Can you tell me where there's a picture of these crowds?
These crowds? I don't see one.
Because they're not there. Now, again, there is a hashtag that's trending out there against Trump. That's that basically says, I honestly forgot what it is, but Twitter was making a trend. And this hashtag basically said Trump's basically fake crowd sizes. And they try to make it seem as if Trump doesn't have that many people. Now,
but we see the pictures. We see the videos.
We see the pictures. We see
live streaming. Not even like this was captured a day ago. No, they're live streaming this shit on social media for the world to see.
And they're so desperate. They're so desperate to have any one of their freaking boring ass candidates to do semi well against a Trump.
They're
they
not going to do well.
They can't draw crowds, homie. Nobody is interested in them now. I know I'm a little doing a little potpourri again today, but I'm sorry. One thing that I wanted it to cover on was the impeachment hearings. Okay, so today
this is for Kavanaugh
this week. No.
Oh, for Trump.
For Trump. So okay. so the Congress, the House of Representatives, Democrats basically control it, and so they've opened up impeachment hearings against Trump. Now, the first guy that they bring in to come and testify is Corey Lewandowski. Now, for those of you who don't know, Corey Lewandowski was the initial he's a former Trump campaign manager, but he was the initial guy who Trump brought in to explore a run for the presidency, and he served for, I think, a few months
with the Trump campaign.
With the Trump campaign.
This was for the 2016 campaign, right? Because I know he had explored running for the presidency previously. I forget what year it was. But,
The one right before 2016.
I think it was earlier.
Trump has ran he expressed interest in many.
So I'm trying to get the time frame. Yeah.
No, but Corey Lewandowski was 2016. Okay. All right. Now he testified in Congress this week, and right away chaos ensued. Okay, and I'm gonna show you some of these videos because it's freaking hilarious. This guy is a savage. Now, when you watch this, so if you remember Bob Mueller, when he was testifying in Congress, all these Democratic people who were interviewing him told him exactly what page they were referencing, what paragraph they did. Do you remember this, Jeremy? They would say, look, if you look on page 67, paragraph 3, right there, this says this, right? And that's what I'm just telling you because I know this. Now watch this. Okay, now with that in mind, I want you to watch this little, it's about three minutes. And I want you to watch this, and I want you to see what Lewandowski does. It's freaking genius.
Okay, go.
It is reported in the Mueller report on June 19th, 2017, you met alone in the Oval Office with the president. I said,
is there a book and page number you can reference me to, please? I don't have a copy of the report in front of me.
Volume 2, page 90. But I simply ask you, is it correct that as reported in the Mueller report on June 19th, 2017, you met alone in the Oval Office with the president?
Could you read the exact language of the report, sir? I don't have it available to me.
I don't think I need to do that, and I have limited time. Did you meet alone with the president on that date?
Congressman, I'd like you to refresh my memory by providing a copy of the report so I can follow along.
You don't have a copy with you?
I don't have a copy of the report, Congressman.
Yeah, he said that three times, Jack.
Mr. Chairman, I request that the clock be stopped while this charade is sorted out.
The charade where the Congress...
I'm sorry, Congressman, what page was it?
The clock should have been stopped and should remain stopped. Page 90, volume 2.
Okay, and which paragraph, sir?
I don't have it in front of me.
I'd like a reference, sir, so I can follow along on what you're asking.
He's literally trolling.
Do you not have
them.
An independent He's recollection of whether you met with the president on that date?
Congressman, I'm just trying to find in the Mueller report where it states that.
Well, you have it in front of you. I gave you the page number.
Okay, where on page 90 is it, sir?
Look at everybody.
Mr. Chairman, you got to start the clock.
No, I don't have to start the clock. He's filibustering. Bottom of page 90. Well,
filibustering is a different bottom issue. That's across the hall in the Senate. This is actual questions being done now.
Mr. Chairman, point of parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, is it appropriate for a witness to refuse to answer a question and instead demand that we reference and point him to the... I'd ask that Mueller report be closed and the witness be directed to answer the question. No,
the answer is not appropriate, but it's on the bottom two lines of that page.
Sorry.
Point of order. When will the clock start, Mr. Chairman?
Point of order?
Once the questions I asked, Mr. Chairman, the clock should start.
Right under overview, second line.
Parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Chairman.
The gentleman, the witness.
Point of order.
The witness has the time and
point of order is a
question. The witness
point of order overrides
the
that. A point of order overrides that, Mr. Chairman, and you know that.
The gentleman will state his point of order.
Point of order is once the question has been asked in reference properly to the witness to answer the question, the clock should start.
The hell?
It cannot be held while you and your counsel go over notes.
And he's like,
the gentleman is correct.
You're right.
The clock will start. And the witness will answer the question.
Let me try to explain what's going on here.
It's a lot of procedural stuff.
It's fucking rules. And that, but here's the genius about what Lewandowski is doing. And if you, again, that's why I gave you the context of what Mueller did. Bob Mueller, when he was being interviewed by these same people, they gave him a page and a paragraph, and it said, can you read to me what it says here? Da, da, da. Can you validate that? Right?
Yeah.
And so he's doing the same thing. He's like, can you show me where in the report that you're talking about? He's just wasting time. Yeah. Because you know what? Trump claimed executive privilege. Trump said, I'm not going to disclose any conversation that I had with anybody in my staff during that time. I'm not. This is executive privilege. I'm not. And so this guy is basically every question that they asked him is like, look, here's the deal. This is a conversation that I had privately with the president. I'm not going to disclose this.
Yeah,
executive privilege. Period.
I guess my problem is I don't understand where they think they can ask about that kind of information from a private conversation between the president
they
and somebody
can't.
Else. This isn't like some sort of...
They're just hoping that they can catch
yeah,
on
they're,
something.
They're trying to find something that's Jesus. Not there. Mm-hmm.
So let's see how much more money we can waste by this bullshit. And come on.
I'm going to tell you this. Every witness that they're going to call, I promise you, they're going to do the same thing that this guy did. Can you show me where? They're going to run out of time. Every single one of them has like 5 minutes
or
something.
Each one of the members gets 5 minutes to ask questions, right? So he's just like, all right, well, yeah, could you hand me the salt shaker over there? Because I need some...
Can you tell me exactly what paragraph? Yeah. Okay. And then you know what he tells him?
Was this the Mueller report or the Mueller report? I'm gonna
show you a couple more of these. Okay, so here is Sheila Jackson, and we all know who she is.
Do we?
Sheila Jackson asked a question. This is 5 minutes, but I'm not going to show you the whole thing. I'm just going to show you this initial part. It's hilarious. The way she gets frustrated is great.
The president could have just picked the phone himself at any time and called the attorney general. The president also had a full staff of executive employees right down the hall. So this made me wonder, if the president thought what he was doing was legal, why didn't he just pick up the phone and call the Attorney General Sessions, or why not ask any member of his staff who worked right down the hall to deliver a message? It is clear to me that the reason he went to you, Mr. Lewandowski, is because everyone said no. So I want to ask you about that. 2 days before meeting you, the president had called White House Counsel McGahn at home on a Saturday to fire the special counsel, saying, and you can see that on the screen, Mueller has to go. Call me back when you do it. Plain and simple. But McGahn refused. When the president asked you to deliver that message, did he, the president, tell you that 2 days before your meeting, his White House counsel had refused to fire the special counsel? Volume 1186 is where you'll find that language. Volume two. When the president asked you, did you hear the question?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question, Congressman?
The president asked you to deliver that message. He's just wasted his time. The president tell you that 2 days before your meeting, his White House counsel had refused to fire the special counsel?
The White House has directed me that I not disclose the substance of any conversations with the president.
You are not allowed
advisors.
To answer whether the president told you he called his counsel at home on Saturday to remove, on a Saturday, remove the special counsel, and his counsel said no. The president had also personally called Sessions at home and asked him to unrecuse himself and oversee the special counsel's investigation, and Sessions said no. When the president asked you to deliver his message to Sessions, did the president tell you that Sessions had already said no? Volume 2, page 107.
Again, Congresswoman, I recognize that the privilege is not mine, but I've been asked by the White House to... Congresswoman, I'd be happy to answer your question, or you can just have a conversation by yourself. But if you'd like to ask me a question, I'll be happy to answer.
I'm going to continue. The reason is
Then don't ask me a question if you don't want to hear my answer.
I'm reclaiming my time. This is a House judiciary, not a House party.
So if you ask me a question, give me the opportunity to answer your question.
The very campaign the special counsel is investigating. I'd like my time restored, please, of his interruption. So he was a witness to the special counsel's investigation. For that reason, Sessions said publicly that federal law prohibited his involvement in the special counsel's investigation. Here's a quote from the report from volume 2, pages 49 to 50, which is on the screen. You can read that. Yes or no, did the president tell you that the attorney general was legally not allowed to take any part in the special counsel's investigation when he asked you to deliver him a note about that very investigation? Did the president tell you that?
What you've just read is not on the screen, Congresswoman.
I love it.
And checkmate.
He's just trolling her. He's just like, look, here's the deal. I already answered what I'm gonna. Now I want to show you one more thing about this. Let me just show you this. In his opening statement, and I probably should have shown you this first, but in his opening statement, Lewandowski. Basically, he gives a line that I freaking love because it's a truth, man. There's so much truth to this.
And my answer from now on when you ask me a question,
I'm sorry, Jamie,
that is not on the screen.
Oh, I'll have a screen.
So during this time, the Republicans, he's a Republican. This guy's a Republican. Is that Gates?
Gates.
Matt.
Yeah, he comes out and... He basically gives him an easy hit, you know, and look at what's
a layup.
Basically, you'll see what's his name.
This process has been about as clear as Joe Biden's last answer to race relations that involved turning on the record player.
Shit.
We don't know where we are or what we're doing. Now, Mr. Lewandowski, I am not allowed by House rules to impugn the motives of my colleagues or to speculate as to what might be animating this bizarre circumstance. But those rules don't apply to you. So, Mr. Lewandowski, do you have a thought as to why we continue to engage in a charade that is overwhelmingly opposed by the American people and fundamentally misunderstood by my Democrat colleagues?
Ooh, I love his facial expression.
You know, Congressman, I think they hate this president more than they love their country.
Woo!
Mm.
Woo!
Exactly.
There you go.
Woo!
And that's the line. To me, that was a high level line.
Drop the mic.
They hate the president
more than they love this country.
And it's the honest truth, man. And that's I want to.
All he needed to do right there was like, and mic drop.
Yeah, exactly. Right there. And I wonder if some of these people even love our country, because I think there's a lot of people out there that don't.
Absolutely, I agree.
And they want, like, you know, to quote Batman, right? Some people just want to see it burn.
Exactly. Thank you.
And so I think we're at a point to where there's a lot of people out there that, for whatever reason, they do not like this country and what it stands for.
And they just rather watch it burn.
And they feel as though they need to do something about it. And so, you know, they're getting elected to office now. And it's everywhere.
Yep. So a few more things that I wanted to mention about this, and to close this conversation up. So honestly, I do believe that Corey Lewandowski, he was trolling both Bob Mueller and that whole
Nader.
Yeah, exactly. He was the Congress. And honestly, Mueller opened the door for this. He did, because that's the same way that he testified. Corey Lewandowski goes on to say, I just want you to afford me the same courtesy you gave Mueller. He kept reiterating that
Lewandowski,
the whole night. Yeah. And again, in his opening statements, he gave a summary of what he did during the Trump's campaign, and how he received thousands of emails and how he didn't delete any of them. He was like, you know, during my campaign with Trump, you know, I got so many emails. I never deleted any of them, by the way. And he brings up the point that needs to be made more often about all of this Russian collusion, and that it happened during the Obama administration. All right. Wasn't this the responsibility of the Obama administration to ensure that there was no foreign meddling within our elections? This was Obama's failure. If there is such a thing as Russian collusion, this was Obama's failure, not Trump. Trump was a candidate. And they're saying, oh, there was Russian collusion, there was Russian meddling in the elections. Yeah, who was president during that time?
Yeah, why didn't he stop it?
And why isn't he being brought into for questioning? Is like, hey, Obama, what were you doing to stop this Russian collusion that supposedly happened during this time? It's bullshit.
Is that something that somebody on the right can call him and say, all right, you got to come here and explain why
somebody
all of your colleagues are saying that this all happened under your watch? Well, what the fuck?
You got something to say? You know what's funny though is that Lewandowski, they took a break during the testimony
because they ran out of time.
During his break,
What page of the menu are you looking at for lunch?
Exactly. He goes out and he sends out a tweet. And on his tweet, he launches his campaign because he's going to be running for Senate in New Hampshire. This is how much he's like trolling these people.
Yeah.
Hey, during the recess that they had a little freaking break, he sends out a tweet and says, by the way, here's my link to my Senate campaign.
Here's the GoFundMe page for my campaign.
All right. So we've hit the 1 hour mark and had one more topic. And Facebook is monitoring elections. I don't know if you guys want to cover this. We can leave it for the next time.
Sure, no, we can. That's fine.
All right, so I'm just going to cover it. It's just really quick.
Yeah.
So Facebook, I don't know if you guys know this, but this week was also Israel is having a hard time. This is the problem with a non-two-party system. So people complain about the United States and they say, oh, there's a Republican Party and then there's a Democratic Party. It's just two parties. And, you know, I mean, like, I don't agree with any of them. But what happens is when you have multiple parties in a government, you have what Israel's going through right now, which is 5 months ago, Benjamin Netanyahu won elections, right? He won the majority. But he can't create a coalition of parties to create a majority. And so therefore he can't govern. He can't be prime minister. Okay?
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now they had another election today.
Okay.
So there's multiple parties basically.
Yeah.
Okay? And so to have to be able to rule or to be able to govern, you need a majority,
right,
of these parties to align
with
you. You
need a majority of those people to agree with what you want to do.
To side with you and say, "Okay, yeah, we accept this certain person as the prime minister."
Right.
So they had an election about 5 months ago.
Yeah.
Netanyahu won, but he couldn't create a majority. He couldn't create a coalition. So now there's another election that happened, and it's the same thing all over again. Nobody can create a coalition of a majority. Now, here's the deal. During that time, Netanyahu posts something, and basically it's a questionnaire. It's a poll. And the poll asked the question, who did you vote for, or something like that, right? Now, Facebook comes out and removes his post.
His poll post?
His poll post. And because Facebook says is that, hey, guess what? If you put a poll out there, it's going to influence the election. I am not kidding with you. This is what Facebook what? Said. That you can't. This is Facebook meddling in elections. Facebook removed his poll and said, no, your poll is going to influence the election. Isn't that what every fucking poll in the United States does? Right. Isn't that what the exit the polls does? When is Facebook going to go in and eliminate every exit poll that every fucking Democratic pollster does out there? No, this is again.
Well, I mean, they've set a bad example or a bad precedent, I should say. So
I believe this is dangerous.
Come to the 2020 election. We need to sue. Yeah. Facebook and make them take that
we
stuff
need
down.
To
No. You specified that you're not in polls. If polls on Facebook affect elections, you need to take all those down.
Right.
All those polls that you have out there that say Warren is beating Biden or whatever, that's got to take it down.
Right.
Got to take that down.
No. Or
Biden's beating
polls.
Trump. Yeah. All that stuff. You can't put that up
you
there.
You can post exit polls.
Exactly.
Exit polls influence elections.
You set that precedent.
See, this is why, again, this is clear to me that Facebook is a monopoly. It needs to be broken down. When they are doing this, Benjamin Netanyahu is a candidate running in Israel elections, and they removed his poll saying you cannot influence elections. It's a poll.
All right.
The fact that people don't realize this, to me, it's mind-boggling because it tells me that they've called themselves the arbitrators of truth. And who made you that? You're not that.
Yeah, they definitely aren't.
They're not. But and like, again, like we need to do something.
It's the platform versus publisher, right? They set the precedent, and now what we have to do.
They expose themselves to be freaking lawsuits. They do.
And basically, we need to sue the hell out of them.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to work any other way. I know you prefer to have the government come in and break them up. I prefer to sue them out of existence.
Isn't antitrust lawsuits, it's the same thing, right?
Sure, but but one of them, it's basically Susie Q, just turn around and sue him for whatever, you know?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. I think we've exhausted our conversation. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Find us on the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, all the ones that we've trashed out.
The face Twigram.
Instagram, Snapchat. Give us a follow, hit that like button, and share some of the content. We will find you next time on The Salty Show. We will find you.
And those that don't want the whole social media, go to Salty.
Yeah, Salty. Find us on the www.thesaltyshow.com.
Ta-da!
Adios.
Bye.